Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. €30,000 in 3 months on makeup. Sounds incredibly, how do you spend that much? Well, the president of France found a way, and you can go check it out. It's a real story. Now, to his defense, I think a lot of that was probably spent on the makeup artist, their salary, and you know their travel and everything there. So I doubt it was $30,000 or €30,000 in product. But it kind of brought up, I think, another point, which is most men actually don't spend enough of their resources or their time or effort on taking care of their skincare. And that's the point of today's podcast, to talk about seven skincare mistakes that most men make. And this is something that a lot of guys don't think about it till it's too late, till they're maybe in their 50s and their 60s. They start looking at themselves in the mirror and they realize they look a lot older than they should. And this happens because maybe you maybe work outside, you're in and around materials, you're getting stuff clogged in your pores. Well, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but the point is men should take care of their skin. Now, I'm not talking about getting overly, you know, crazy here. I'm just talking about, you know, very simple things that they can do to make sure that they're not looking older than what they need to. You know, when they're 50 years old, they don't look like they're 100. So that's the goal. Because when it comes down to it, this matters because ageism is real. If you find you're 55 years old and you're out there looking for a new job, or you're starting a company and you want to basically show that, hey, I've got what it takes. I've got another, you know, 15 to 20 years that I want to be running with this company. You don't want people just to discount you to, you know, if you're out there dating, you're going to be dating a woman, let's say 20 years your junior. Maybe it's something that, hey, you want to still show her. You've got, you know, in your heart, you're a youthful guy and you can match her, you know, point for point, but you just don't want, you know, that thing of just to look like an old man before your time. So what are these mistakes men make? Now, before I get into the seven mistakes, gentlemen, make sure to go check out the show notes. In the show notes, I'm going to link to additional information. I'll go over more detail. I'll have some images, which I'll go over. You can go find those show notes at realmenrealstyle.com/episode84. So skincare mistake number one. Now, this is something I wanted that all of us can relate to because all of us have made this mistake, and that's that we're using dirty fingers to pop pimples. Yes, even if you wash your hands, you're still going to get those fingers dirty. And let's face it, when you are popping a pimple, you are not doing your face any favors because this is what's happening. You're going in there with those two fingers and you're starting to pop it. And guess what? Yes, you may get something to come out, but you're also pushing something down in. Basically, you are very likely to cause an infection, to cause inflammation, and basically you're going to leave that thing worse than what it was. Now, in a perfect world, you would go to a dermatologist and they would drain the pimple. But in the real world, come on, how many of us are just going to stop everything? What can you do? So what you want to do is simply wash your face with a clean washcloth. If the pimple is ready to pop, then this is all the pressure it should need. Okay, I know that's not going to satisfy everybody. So let's talk about some other things that you can do without popping that pimple with your fingers. First, apply a cold compress. So you can take basically a cold, wet washcloth, maybe put it in the refrigerator for a little while, or take a cold, wet tea bag and for three to five minutes, multiple times a day, just put it there and hold it there for that 3 to 5 minutes. And that will help basically to reduce the inflammation. Next up, use cotton swabs. And that's it. Don't use your fingers, nothing else, not some special tool or something that you found that you could also use on your teeth and start using on your face. Use that to apply a bit of pressure on the top. It's not going to, you know, hurt your skin, not going to damage your skin. And basically, this should be able to help drain basically the pimple. If you still are having issues, and if you've got a little bit of time here, let's do some spot treatment. What you're looking for is a solution or special treatments that have 1 to 2% salicylic acid. And so go ahead, it's spelled S-A-L-I-C-Y-L-I-C. Go ahead and look it up. It's in a lot of actually different solutions. A lot of this stuff for men, you're actually going to find not really for men. It's going to be over in the women's aisle. But when you find this, what this does is it slightly opens up the pores. And if you can leave this on overnight, it can do a good job of helping to drain that pimple and basically to reduce the irritation. Mistake number two, not going to an esthetician. So an esthetician is not a dermatologist. An esthetician, though, is a licensed skin specialist. They basically have been trained to analyze and cleanse skin through a wide variety of techniques. You're going to find them at spas, and for a relatively inexpensive amount of money, you can go in there oftentimes and you can get basic treatments. You can also walk in. You don't have to always set up appointments. And some of these ladies are going to, and men are going to be able to go in there and they're going to be able to do a skin exfoliation. They're going to be able to do some type of massage and aromatherapy, basic facials, maybe a hydrofacial. The thing that they're doing here is you're working with someone who on a daily basis sees a wide range of different skin types and skin issues. So it's not just about the treatment that they can give, but the fact that if you work with an experienced esthetician, this is someone that just this year has probably seen hundreds of individuals with similar skin issues to you. And so you can go to them, hey, you've got really dry, patchy skin, you know, you're getting flaking, or maybe you've got really dry, rough skin in certain areas on your face and you're wondering how to get rid of it, or maybe in your neck, you're getting a lot of redness after shaving. I mean, believe it or not, they do have about 5 to 10% of their clientele, and it's actually growing, that is men. Now, one of the issues is that the treatments can, if you need to go multiple times, it can start to get expensive. So this is something, though, I do recommend you go to one simply because you can get some great consulting. They can point you in the right direction, and they can start to expose you to treatments, which you can easily walk into even in small towns and be able to find someone that does this kind of work. Mistake number three, not wearing sunblock. So you knew this one was coming, but maybe you didn't know that you actually need to be getting a high zinc sunscreen. So why high zinc? Basically, zinc oxide, it offers the best protection against both UVB and UVA rays. So it's got to have a high concentration, and we're talking about at least 20 to 15%. And if it's at that 15%, you want to have at least 7.5% of the titanium dioxide. But basically, what we're looking for is that most products don't have that, and they just don't provide enough protection from the UVA rays. They do an okay job with the UVB, and UVB is what basically causes the sunburn, B, sunburn. But the UVA, they're known as the deep penetrating rays. And those are going to be the ones that over time will cause your skin to sag, to lose basically some of its less elasticity and age faster than it should. So you want to look for sunscreen that has a high zinc ingredient. Mistake number four, not having a washing or cleaning routine. So notice the word I use there is routine. And this is something that is planned out that you're using. And the routine is important, especially at night, because yes, you want to clean your face and you want to get anything that's, you know, let's say you're out working construction. Maybe you're in the cement industry. Think about that. You've got particles of dust and you're protecting, hopefully you're breathing, but all of a sudden it's getting on your skin. It's maybe going somewhat in your skin and you're leaving that in there overnight. All that, believe me, you need to get that stuff out. So you need to have a night routine. Now, the routine is important. And why I stress that is because a routine is something that you do again and again. And therefore, you can measure and you can see how certain ingredients, how certain brands, how certain skin products actually work with your body type. There's a wide range of different products out there that use different ingredients, and not any two bodies are the same. So you may find this one works really great for this YouTuber or for this podcaster that you follow, this person that's recommended it. Maybe, you know, your brother swears by this treatment or this type of skin line. You try it and it just doesn't work for you. You end up breaking out. It's something that your skin feels overly oily. Well, then you go try another one. But if you've got a routine, you know that, okay, I need to at least give this one at least a week. I need to try it multiple times because it could just be, hey, there is a really hot, you know, humid day and that has an effect. But if you give yourself enough time, then you can actually measure the results. That's the key with the routine. You can actually see how things work and then make a decision. Which direction do you want to go? You may even be able to zero in on how certain ingredients just simply don't, they cause redness in your skin. Therefore, you know to avoid them. Mistake number five, men don't understand how important diet is in your skin. And I have to admit, I didn't really think much of this until I had kids. And what's interesting when you have kids is that you start introducing them to foods one at a time if they're breastfed and or if they're on formula, I guess. But the point is you watch the reaction of the child over a period of days to one particular food, and then you introduce another, and then introduce another one. So strawberries are not the first food you introduce a baby to, because oftentimes there can be a reaction. Bananas are something that many people introduce a child to because it has been shown and it just doesn't really cause a reaction in the vast majority of kids. So understand that you, as you age and as you know, you go through life, there are certain foods which can be having an effect on you. So if you've got really bad skin and you start to put two and two together because it's of certain, after you eat certain foods, you're going to want to change up your diet. Mistake number six, wash your pillowcase, wash your sheets more often than once a month or once a year. I know guys do this. I used to be one of these guys, maybe not once a year, but I just didn't think to wash my sheets. I didn't really care. It didn't matter. They were dark colored. And at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I can tell you that weekly, you need to be washing your pillowcase at least. I'm not going to say your sheets, although I do think that's a great idea to weekly wash your sheets. But the point is that you can get dirt, you can get dust, you can get mites. And think about it, you've got your face on this pillowcase all night. You're rubbing up against it. And you've also got, you're making deposits of just even skin rubbing off on there. And this invites mites that will come in and yes, live in your pillow. So you want to make sure that if you're laying up against this all night, you're actually not setting yourself up for failure by actually getting some type of irritation. Mistake number seven, go see a dermatologist. If nothing else, you want to get checked over for any type of potential, you know, skin type of growths or some potential early cancer. It is something that you can set up with most medical, you know, most people don't even know who they don't even have a dermatologist. Let's be straight up. You know, and it is something that you want to go checked at least once a year. For, you know, hey, just look over, see if there's anything that's suspect, anything that's kind of out of the ordinary. All of us have certain things that we want to ask about. Maybe you've got a wart or you've got a strange growth. You've got a particular, you know, you thought it was a birthmark. You don't even know what that is. Go into your dermatologist and preemptively spot this. Because if you preemptively spot this, this is going to save you a lot of pain and a lot of heartache if it turns out to be something a lot more serious that you could have prevented. And guys, you know, we hear these stories about, you know, yeah, an 85, 75, 65-year-old guy getting cancer, you know, on the tip of his nose or, you know, believe me, it can happen to younger people as well. It doesn't always have to be a particular cancer or a growth. It can sometimes just be moles or it can be something that can be, if it can be detected early, guys, it's just the path you want to go down. So hopefully you enjoyed this and hopefully you stop making at least a few of these mistakes. And guys, if you want more, go check out the show notes. It's going to be over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode84. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.